Welcome back, everybody. It's Mark Steiner right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. We have a real treat for you on this first day of the new year back here on the Mark Steiner Show. The Mark Steiner Show production staff, senior producer Mark Gunry, along with producer Imani Spence and research producer Calvin Perry and production assistant Nadia Ramlagan and our old producer Stephanie Mavronis, come by the studio to bring you their favorite songs of 2016. Enjoy their eclectic mix and their conversation. Happy New Year. But that just made me even better. I tried to keep myself busy. I ran around in circles, think I make myself dizzy. I slipped it away, I sucked it away, I read it away.
Welcome back to the Mark Steiner Show. You're listening here on this lovely Monday morning in the new year. I'm Imani Spence, a producer for the Steiner Show, and we're here to give you a year in music with Calvin Perry, our research producer. Say hello, Calvin.
Hi.
Nadia Ramlagan, who's our new production assistant.
Hello.
Stephanie Mavronis, who is coming back for an encore performance here.
That's
as Steiner Show Emeritus, also a student at the Woodrow Wilson School of Public Policy at Princeton University. And also Mark Gunnery, our senior producer here at the Mark Steiner Show.
Hello.
So we're here to bring you some of our favorite songs of this year. You just heard Catronata's remix of Cranes in the Sky by Solange. It's technically, he calls it kind of a rough cut. It's one of my choices for 2016 favorites. But Mark Gunnery also chose the original Cranes in the Sky.
What a good album.
It's just really warmed my whole heart because it came out in, I guess, technically recently, I guess maybe 2 months ago. Is it October? And it's just warmed us all for this cold winter that we are about to have.
And Catronata with the remix, he is a Haitian-Canadian DJ who put out a really great album this year called 99.9%. And I would urge people to listen to that great album. Lots of great features on it. And he's really doing something strange and fun. And I love it. And check out Glowed Up, his track he did with Anderson Paak.
Yeah. Which is great. And he also, I think, to kind of contextualize this, I chose the remix because Cranes in the Sky is such a great song, but not necessarily one to kind of dance in the club to. Mm-hmm. But I heard this for the first time when I was at the Crown, and I was just overwhelmed with how perfect it was, like kind of summery, even though it's fall, and also like preserving the kind of melancholy of the original piece. So it's a really, really great remix.
And one thing about him, too, is like, I don't know, I feel like there's been a couple songs I've heard where I didn't know it was him. Like, I just heard it and I was like, that must be him. Like, he has such a unique style. And I think the past couple times we've done our best music picks, we've talked a lot about how awesome production is right now, like hip hop production, R&B production. It's like there's so much creative stuff going on. And I feel like he's one of the really unique people who is putting out some artistic and just like beautiful music to listen to.
Yeah, that's great. Calvin, do you want to lead us into one of your favorites for 2016?
Sure. So I guess I'll start with the song Blue Boss by Sampa the Great, who was born in Zambia. And I don't know, I just really like the way her beats go, how she raps and freestyles in her music. It's just really original, in my opinion. And she pulls a lot of influence, both musically and politically, from just her past.
Got up exactly in the AM. Probably the hunger had struck me. The push to stay alive is upon me. When I wash the pain. Sorry that my work's in vain. The license to be an idle life sometime and force change. I understand and I bleed. Bleed even if there is no blood. My family washing out my tears. They water thinner than blood. And I ain't talked to them in years. For them I shed my blood. And now they shun me in the street. I thought that we were blood. It's not enough. Work my fingers to the bone. And it's not enough. This mic I'm spitting on in my fridge is not enough. I'm an artist, this I know. Industry is not enough. And when the world stops treating people like they think we ain't enough. Sweep life under a rug, my G. Flawless when our eyes were watching God, I awoke, my G. Honest, then I ordered a reward and we saw, my G. Honest, we listened to our hearts, change what was written on it. Mama said, is it her, girl, you stuck up in the clouds? Well, I think we fly high, cause we stuck up in the clouds. We no longer in this world, cause we stuck up in the clouds. All we do is blow trees when you stuck up in the clouds. Thank you.
Tampa the Great, Blue Boss. That's really cool. I really like that album.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it a lot, too. I've been trying to expand more because I felt like I was only listening to a lot of male rap. Uh-huh. Just from like...
That's right.
Yeah, no, I was very self-aware of that, and that I was only really listening to like rap from men. And so I tried really hard these past couple of months to actually go and actively find like female rappers because they're just so good.
They're
like,
so good.
They're
and
great.
They're just like not promoted the same oftentimes. So like you really have to go searching for them, which is a shame. But she's really, really cool.
Yeah, I like her style.
Yeah, and I admire that, Calvin. And I think that people should do that for all genres of music.
Yes.
Actually proactively seek out female artists within a genre.
Well, Nadia, do you want to talk about what you picked?
Sure. So I am going to talk about Layla McCalla, and she is Haitian-American, was born in New York. Her parents are Haitian, and she's an amazing cello player. But what I think is interesting about her is she blends a lot of Cajun music, folk music, Creole, a lot of different old-time music, a lot of different American music genres into her songs. And also she does a lot of Haitian folk songs. And so the song I just want to play is called Little Sparrow. It's from her album that came out this year. It's called A Day for the Hunter, A Day for the Prey. And I just think she's an amazing musician, and she's very – everything she does is very artful and very interesting.
Wake up, wake up, little sparrow. Don't make your home out in the snow. Don't make your home out in the snow. Little bird, oh, don't you know? Your friends flew south many months ago. Your friends flew south many months ago. Just a baby, you cannot fly. Your wings won't spread against the sky. Your wings won't spread against the sky. Wake up, wake up.
That's awesome. It was really soothing. Was that all done with a cello? All of the notes? I'm so bad at instruments, guys. Sorry.
Well, she plays guitar. She plays banjo. But on the album, she has a lot of different instrumentation. Fiddle, banjo, guitar. She has some traditional Cajun instruments. But she's mainly a very accomplished cello player.
That's awesome. Yeah, her voice is like velvety smooth.
Well, Stephanie, producer emeritus, what did you have for us?
This is kind of embarrassing because I think since we've started doing this last year, I've been stuck on West Coast hip hop, can't get out, and I'm not sad. But
yeah, no.
I listen to a lot of things, but it just seems like the things that really hold me down all year end up being West Coast production. And so since we were just speaking about celebrating women in music and in hip hop, I want to talk about someone named Kamaya, who is from Oakland.
Yes.
She's really cool. I first heard of her on YG's album Still Brazy, which we might hear a cut from later. She did some backup vocals, and I initially didn't even know who she was or like that she it was even like a feature. And then I saw the music video and was like, who is this woman? She's so awesome. And she just makes really fun music. She had an album that came out, I think, in March that's called A Good Night in the Ghetto. And it's kind of like a story of her, like, talking to her friend on the phone and they're going out and, like, doing different stuff. But it's just a lot of anthems that I think are really fun and positive and upbeat. One of the songs on there that I like that actually features YG, who is a rapper from Compton, is Kamaya's F It Up, which is off of this album. And so let's listen to a little excerpt of it now. It has a great music video. Please watch it.
Don't need no introduction, I'm a fool. School girl, but I didn't make it out of school. Mama told me I'd raise a fool, but I didn't listen. I was optimistic, and now I'm in the studio. Don't see no competition, they sneaking and dissing. Don't care about the bitches. I had a dream of dreamers, no sixes. Give me 3 months and I swear I'ma get it. Oh, big money, meet it quick, you know we ball out. We do all the shit that you just talk about. I left my ex nigga in the doghouse. Two phones, I ignore all of his calls now, cause I'm up now. And they do not wanna see his girl shine, they give a fuck now.
That is Kamaya's F It Up. It's my anthem right now. We need this energy
yes.
going into the next year. And especially right now, being in grad school, sometimes I just need that in my ear to get me pumped and ready to get through the week.
Yes.
And we are in the studio right now.
Exactly. Coming together.
I love it.
We're clearly having so much fun with this 2016 in music.
It's been a great year for music.
It's been such a good year.
Well, talking about music that is really essential for right now, this is this is somebody named Moore Mother, who is originally from Maryland. When I saw her perform in Baltimore, she was wearing a Morgan Bears jacket.
Represent.
But she lives in Philadelphia, and she's a pretty great performer. She had been putting out a bunch of EPs and singles over the past couple years under the name Moore Mother Goddess, and organizing some parties, some regular parties in Philadelphia. And she was actually on our show a couple years ago when we were doing a show about Afrofuturism. Mm-hmm. And earlier this year, she released an album called Fetish Bones, and it's wild. It's really goes from being really abrasive to the ears to being kind of punk rock to being kind of electronic. And I really like her. I think it kind of reminds me of some free jazz like Ornette Coleman that can be kind of difficult to listen to, or like hardcore music that is just like really confrontational. But I think it's really rewarding to listen to. And in this song, she is called Deadbeat Protest, and she touches on – well, we should just listen to it. But she gets into the fetishization of imagery of black bodies being killed by the police. And we should just listen to it. You'll hear.
The babysitter just got paid. Call my just got a raise. Collect your passenger, you're on your way. I'm in line. At the soup kitchen, I'm in line. For some bread, cheese, and some bottled milk. You ain't shit, so you ain't gotta stop and look. Don't waste my time. These people out here trying to steal my shine. These pigs trying to blow my mind. These people trying to stop my grind. It was only a matter of time. Your interval had committed more crimes. Trying to save my black life by fetishizing my dead life. What? Get away from me! You can see my dead body at the protest. You can see my dead body at the protest. You can see my dead body at the protest. You can see my dead body at the protest. Trying to save my black life by fetishizing my dead life. Fuck! Get away from me!
So that's Moore Mother, Deadbeat Protest from her album Fetish Bones. And something I really like about this is that – so she's using lots of different kind of electronics and analog equipment to make this. And I think that she's kind of doing such a great fusion of just like really aggressive punk with electronic music. And I just love it.
Yay.
I think that's really cool. Can I also say something I thought was interesting about that was the shift in perspective of anger – the angle shifts, because she's not coming at it from the angle of, oh, look what those people are doing. I'm on this one moral side. She's making you think, wait, which side are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Is she a person who's passed away that's on the street and now she's giving us that perspective and we're supposed to look at her dead body on the street? So it's I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I think it's really awesome. It reminded me a little bit of Claudia Rankine too, talking mm-hmm. about The Citizen. I saw mm-hmm. her this year and she talked a lot about this concept. So it's awesome.
Mani, do you want to have a song?
So this is a song that I kind of got reacquainted with on a rainy night when I was in like that part of Fells Point that's a part is it Fed Hill that's like gotta turn into Canton? That like the weird part of the city is that like Thames Street? Is that Fells Point or is that mm-hmm. Canton?
No, that's Fells.
Yeah, so I was in that rainy day and I heard this song just like randomly. It's by Bad Bad Not Good. It's called Time Moves Slow. It's from their recent album. Bad Bad Not Good, for those who don't know, is I guess some type of lounge music, you would say. And they teamed up with Sam Herring from Baltimore's own Future Islands, who's one of my favorite vocalists, I think, right now. And he also brings such passion. So this is Time Moves Slow.
Leaves falling in. Then you were something like a dream.
Time Moves Slow featuring Sam Herring, which is a nice kind of like slightly somber, but also because Bad Bad Not Good does give me a lot of hope in life. They also made a great song with Kachinada this year too.
You can really hear the influence of the guy from the Future Islands in it.
Yeah, man.
Just like the kind of almost drone style of singing.
Yeah.
Where he like really just pulls out the notes.
Yeah, I think actually his work, so they also did a rework of I've Been Waiting on You, Season, I guess the name of that song, that is to me better than the original. And I think that the way Bad Bad Not Good works with Sam Herring kind of is really, really sublime. If I could use that word.
Well, Calvin, do you want to take us to break with your next pick?
Sure, yeah. With the song that Mark last played, it reminded me of a rap artist, POS, who is an underground hip-hop artist from Minneapolis, Minnesota. He is also a punk rock artist for the band Doontree, so he tries to bring in a lot of punk into his hip-hop with also a lot of political edge, which is what reminded me from your song. So this is Sleep Drone / Superstition featuring a whole lot of artists.
And we're going to go to break, but you're listening to The Mark Steiner Show. I'm Mark Unry, senior producer for The Mark Steiner Show.
I'm Stephanie Mavronis. I used to be a producer here, and I'm in grad school, but I'm just here to hang out with everyone.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan. I'm new to The Mark Steiner Show, and I'm just enjoying this conversation about music.
I'm Calvin Perry. I'm kind of new here, I guess, to go off of Nadia. I'm Mark Steiner's research producer.
And I'm Imani Spence. And honestly, I'm newer than Calvin, but I am one of Mark Steiner's producers, and you're listening to The Mark Steiner Show.
And this is POS, the song Sleep Drone / Superstition.
I just show up to shine. That or don't show at all. Sit at home and unwind. They continue, they frontin'. They keep ignoring the signs. Ain't shit out there, I'm hunting. Everything in its time. And that's right now. That bright black with a sharp tongue and the beats crack. And he bites back with shark teeth and he eats that. That black blocker that can't stop when the coppers creep. And I don't show up, I'm trash talk, I'm fuck peace. I'm Chris Dorner, I'm Doberman Dirty, off leash. I'm Mike Brown, I'm Eric Garner, I can't breathe. We face down, our teeth are touching the concrete.
street. They curb stomping us, wearing a crown in our streets. Shit, it makes that bullshit trivial. Gave a lot of trust in some years to some miserable. Castle made of sand, heavy hand holding shovels. And trouble man counts his real friends on his hook stump. Shit, I used to spend a lot of thought on loss. I used to need for every feeling amplified too. You probably learned early it's better to.
All you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go. And all you poor folks, you must go. Muslims and gays, boy, we hate your ways. So all you bad folks, you must go.
The fog and the smog of the media that logs false narratives of guys that came up against the odds. We're not just nigger rappers with the bars. It's kismet that we're conflict with the stars. You bastards overlooking street art, better yet street smart, but you keep us off the chart. Some of the fucking numbers and your statistician. Fuck y'all know about true competition. Just like the AO picture on there talking about he hitting. Yeah. The only one who's hitting are the ones that's currently spitting. We got the Missy smitten, rubbing on a little kitten, dreaming of a world that's equal for women with no division. Boy, I tell you, that's vision. Like Tony Romo when he hitting with it. To try and be the best in a division. Shahid Muhammad cut it with precision. Who can come back years later, still hit the shot? Still, I'm trying to move you off the fucking block. Babylon, blood clot. Tube on your head, Tom.
All you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go.
Welcome back. I'm Mark Gunnery here for the Mark Steiner Show. Mark Steiner is not in the studio. But happy New Year. This is the staff of the Steiner Show plus a little extra, and it's just a little extra, and we are here bringing you some of our favorite music from 2016. My name is Mark Gunnery. I'm a senior producer for the Mark Steiner Show.
I'm Stephanie Mavronis, former senior producer from the Mark Steiner Show.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan, production assistant for the Mark Steiner Show.
I'm Calvin Perry, research producer for the Mark Steiner Show.
And I'm Imani Spence, who's a producer for, guess what, the Mark Steiner Show.
What a beautiful team. It's so nice to be here with you all.
And what we just heard is We Got It From Here, Thank You For Your Service, from Tribe Called Quest, which...
Oh,
it's a beautiful, beautiful album, and that song is called...
We the People.
We the People. You know, this is Tribe Called Quest's first album since 1998, and it came out earlier this year. Fife Dog from Tribe Called Quest died from complications from diabetes, and a lot of people were emotional about it, and this album came as kind of a surprise to a lot of people, partially because of how good it was.
So good.
Every single song is really good. And they haven't put out an album since The Love Movement in 1998. I got to say, like, I didn't really like that album or the album that came before all that much. And it had been a while since they put out a really great album, in my opinion. And this one, I think...
It's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. I think it could be their best album. And yeah, so R.I.P. Fife Dog, and check out this album.
It will make you cry, possibly. I am a crier.
But it's like so emotional. I feel like the way, like some of the like other, the extra sound that's in there is like some of the archival sound and like some of the features, like just hearing some really awesome younger artists like Kendrick and Anderson .Paak and others like being featured on here. I don't know. It's just like something about the way it's put together is really emotional.
Yeah. And they do a really nice job of not ignoring the fact that Fife was obviously, you know, very close to their hearts. Mm-hmm. And there are some very emotional songs like Lost Somebody, which is clearly about grieving. But there's also Black Spasmodic, where they kind of have a weird kind of internal dialogue with Fife from... Who I think Q-Tip might actually do that, where he kind of raps in place of Fife, which is really cool. But yeah, Nadia, what is your pick? Come through with some good stuff.
Okay, we're doing a 180 and entering the mountains of Eastern Kentucky.
Yes, my favorite.
I am about to play you guys a track from the new album of Brett Ratliff. He is an Eastern Kentucky musician. He's amazing, and he really follows in the tradition of some of the elder traditional musicians in that part of Appalachia. And so the track I'm going to play, it's called Shut Up in the Mines of Coal Creek, and it's actually a traditional banjo tune, and it's got many variations, and he's putting his updated spin on it.
What hills, my true love, that burn with the fires of hell? These are the hills of Coal Creek, where miners work and dwell. I'll work in the mines on Tuesday. I'll work the day before at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. I'll work in the mine no more. I boarded a train Wednesday morning and to the mine did go at 7 o'clock in the morning. We felt an awful blow. Shut up in the mines of Coal Creek. We know that we must die, but if we follow Jesus to heaven, our souls will fly.
That's awesome.
And it's super relevant because the coal mining is in the news this election.
That's so true. It's so true. And that song actually is about a mining incident where I'm not even going to try and quote the number, but just an astronomical number of coal miners died in the early part of the 20th century. And so that's just been in the tradition. But it's scary how relevant all of that indigenous protest music still is.
I'm like so happy you featured this too, because we spend a lot of time focusing on stuff that's coming out of major cities, and like major cities sometimes dictate the larger culture. And I think it's important to not forget what's happening in the rest of the country, and especially songs that are like trying to get us to remember these pieces of history that are not often included in our main history text.
What do you have for us, Stephanie?
So this is now we're going a different direction. But this is also a song that can touch on something that's super relevant in this moment. And that is from YG, who I mentioned last half hour, who is a rapper from Compton, or as he would probably say, Bompton. And his album Still Brazy came up this year. I don't know if people heard about this, but earlier in the year, he was shot at his studio and like,
oh, yeah.
And so this album came out afterwards, and it's sort of interesting, the whole first part of the album, it's sort of him like reckoning with how did this happen, like he doesn't know who shot him, what's going on, like how can he trust the people around him. So it kind of gets into like some deeper issues around trust and dealing with that kind of trauma, which I think is interesting. And this in some ways feels like a more confessional and like emotional album than I think he's put out previously. But what I thought was super interesting outside of that was the last three songs on this album are just like very overtly political. The first one is like F Donald Trump, which he put out. Yeah, he put that out during the primary season, put out another song kind of about black and brown unity called Blacks and Browns, which I would definitely recommend we listen to. And the song I wanted to share today is called Police Get Away with Murder. YG, you know, he's my age. I guess 26, and I don't know, I just think it's like super interesting to hear the song, and especially in light of everything that's happening in the world, police brutality and people dying. So let's listen to it. This is Police Get Away with Murder from YG off of his album Still Brazy.
We don't give a fuck, we don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck, we don't give a fuck. Nigga, we don't give a fuck, we don't give a fuck. The police get away with murder. We don't give a fuck. That's why we don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. Nigga, we don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck. So you better leave your house for the murder. My warden got hit up, then my warden got hit up.
trying to be one of them niggas.
But if they catch you with the strap and you black, it's a wrap.
2 years with half, that's what the judge give
a sight out. Cause I'm already striped out. But if I get caught without one,
then my life's out.
I'm psyched out, cause I'm already striped out. But if I get caught without one,
then my life's out.
It get real in the field, your honor. How we supposed to chill when it's no cheer, your honor? Niggas running in your crib, your honor. Tell me what the fuck you would've did, your honor. You would've got you a strap too. AK grenades, a shotgun, and a Mac too. You would've told those kids to hide at the front door, squeezing on that trigger with pride.
We don't give a fuck, we don't give a fuck. We don't give a fuck, we don't give a fuck. Nigga, we don't give a fuck, we don't give a fuck.
The police get away with murder.
We don't give a fuck, we don't give a fuck. That's why we don't give a fuck, we don't give a fuck. Nigga, we don't give a fuck.
That was YG, Police Get Away with Murder. Thanks for listening to that, y'all.
Yes, a good, nice one to kind of calm us all down. This is Imani. My next pick.
That actually gave me a heart attack. Just no. Listening to the angst in his voice. I mean, it's... I felt like it was psychological. It was
super angsty.
I got upset.
I think 2016, just as a note, was like a good year for like angst in music and not just... You know, they always say angst for teen angst, but it's been an angsty year, 2016.
There's
so I'm happy to see the music showing it.
Trauma and stuff builds good music. So, I mean, this year, we've seen just so much good music come out, and it's so linked with all that's gone down.
I think that means next year should be even better.
Even better, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Great.
Well, we want everyone to be safe and healthy and supported, but...
Yeah, it's something. Art. But this next song, so as I was listening to everyone's, I kind of realized that I had a grave omission from my list that I gave everyone. So Drom came on the scene this year, D-R-A-M. So Drom came on with his song with Lil Yachty, Broccoli, which is a true Steiner Show fave here. Like, I don't know if I can speak for Nadia and Calvin, but I know me, Mark, and Stephanie have really jammed to some Broccoli together. And then he came out with his official debut album, Big Baby Drum, which is really cute. And he did a song with Erykah Badu called Wi-Fi. This is just really so beautiful. I feel like you got to take a time to listen to it on your own because the way he uses Wi-Fi as a metaphor is actually Shakespearean, I would say. I'm going out on a limb and say this. Probably even better than Shakespeare. But
and he's localish.
He is. He's from Hampton, Virginia. And he talks about that in his mixtape, GD.
No one's gonna know what that means.
You can look it up on the internet. So this is Wi-Fi with Erykah Badu and Draw.
Do you got Wi-Fi? Cause I ain't got no signal on my phone. Me in these hills and we all alone. Yeah. Do you got Wi-Fi? Do your boyfriend pay your bill for you? Do Netflix and chill with me? Do you got Wi-Fi? Is there a signal in your house? Why we chilling on the couch, baby? Do you got Wi-Fi? Cause I really wanna show you something, but my phone is fucking up in the Erykah Badu.
Boy, I got Wi-Fi, and my service is nice at that, and it comes at no price at that. Let me know where your iPhone at to log on my Wi-Fi. What is it that you have to show me? Boy, you better be good, please don't blow me. Well, answer me this while it's loading. Do you like my feng shui in my living room? How the carpet matches the pillows too. And did you know I was feeling you? Forget about your Wi-Fi for a second.
So that definitely warrants a longer listen because it's clearly, you know, some innuendo going there. But on top of that, it's just really cool to hear their voices. Erykah Badu has been super transformational in my life just for being everything that she is and then some. And Drom is coming on the scene with such a unique voice and a unique kind of style that we really are so blessed to live in the time of Drom.
And he's so, like, I just, anytime I see him, he exudes so much, like, happiness and, like, kind of, like, radiates, like, positivity, too. And so I can't help but smile when I see him or hear him. And the two of them together is such an amazing collaboration.
Yes.
And the cover of his album makes me smile. It's just him with a dog, and they're both smiling.
And they're hugging. Like, are you kidding
me? Oh, it looks so perfect.
Like, what? It's like a poodle-ish
dog. That's very adorable. It's a poodle.
And the poodle
is giving him a hug.
Yes, that's amazing.
Check it out. You heard it here first.
Yes, you heard it here first.
But that also touches on this kind of level of pop, you know, we're talking about angsty music, but there's also so much positive, just happy music happening right now. And I think you can look at it and say, you know, there's so much going on. It's kind of escapist or something. But I think it's also just, I don't know. I think people are trying to feel good. And I really appreciated all the kind of great uplifting music that came out this year. Like Chance the Rapper, putting out Coloring Book.
Chance the Rapper is on one of my other picks. But
We'll talk about him later. But that's some uplifting music.
Uplifting.
You know?
And
Yes.
Yes, Nadia.
Well, Calvin, do you have something uplifting or downlifting for us?
I guess so.
Not all of my music was very uplifting this
That's
year.
Cool. It's
I'm
been
a very
rough
angsty
year.
Person.
I respect the angst here.
Tell us what you picked.
I have, I don't know what to choose. I had so many songs and I thought of more when I got in the studio. I guess I'll go on the same kind of genre as the last song, where it was kind of like more of a jazz kind of rap, if that makes sense, with No Name's new album.
Yes, Telephone.
And specifically song Shadow Man, which I love so much because it opens in like almost a choir, like barbershop quartet feel. And that's just so non-traditional for like hip-hop or R&B, and it's just like setting back when hip-hop and R&B first started with those like quartets. So yeah, this is Shadow Man by No Name.
Darkness keeps you well. When I can't fall asleep at night, I blindly talk myself to fight. Oh, Shadow Man, Shadow Boss, please keep your hands up. And if you get knocked down, don't forget to stand up. Bless the night, but darkness keep you away. Bless the night.
Shadow Man, shadow box dance in the dark with me. This resurrected agony, this apathy for caskets. Everything I ever loved, I lost in the magic. I claimed by the river, my body delivered. When I die, it's 27 rappers at my funeral. Moses wrote my name in gold and Kanye did the eulogy. Remember all the bashfulness, understand the truancy. Yeah, I stand in front of a college dropout. But her music was a church when your spirit hopped out. Met a gypsy in the lane, she reading my palm tree. Mysterious situation like kissing the concrete. I eat getting money, I be close to heaven, baby, claim he love me, hold me down forever. I never should have bought this halo. He waiting for me at his table. My funeral with Disney fable, cause the king about to take me home.
Alright, so that was Shadow Man by No Name, and you've heard her a lot on Chance the Rapper's music, specifically acid rap. He pulls her in a lot for his stuff because, as Imani said, when we were playing that song, they both grew up in Chicago.
Yes, and she also recently performed with Chance on Saturday Night Live, so by the time this airs, it will be not so recent. But she performed Chance's song Finish Line / Drown with him, and she has probably the best verse on that album with her guest appearance. She also will be in D.C. in February for two nights at U Street Music Hall, so look out for that.
Something to go to.
We always have a part of this where we try to feature some Baltimore people. Mm-hmm. We had a Baltimore connection earlier. You had some Baltimore people on your list, Mark. I wonder if we can hear some excerpts of their songs.
Okay. Let's start with Abdul Ali's song, Did That.
Mm-hmm. Which was iconic for this year, I think. I feel like I didn't know Abdu personally at the time, and I heard the song, and I was like, this is everything, everything I've ever wanted. And then I really quickly after saw him perform, and if you are local, actually, if you're not even local, he's going to be going on tour in Europe soon. But if you get a chance to see him perform, it's a vision. It's just amazing.
Definitely.
And this song is really great because it's a Be More Club banger. Mighty Mark produced it.
Another fave.
Just personally, it's on my workout mix. It was a real workout jam in 2016. Mm-hmm. And so let's hear a
and
little
wait,
bit.
And wait, can we say one thing?
Yeah.
I'm also just so proud, like, to see Abdu on all of these major wrap-up lists of the year. I mean, like, it's awesome that
he was featured in Afropunk.
Yes.
And
there was,
Noisy.
Yeah. And it's so cool to see Abdu out there representing. Could not be prouder.
Yay.
Let's hear a little bit of Did That.
I did that. I killed that.
Abdu Ali did that, produced by Mighty Mark. And I just want to also shout out another local artist who got a lot of national love this year, JPEG Mafia. He dropped two great records this year. The first was called Black Ben Carson, which is a great
so
name
good.
For an album. And the second was a collaboration with Freaky called The Second Amendment. And JPEG Mafia, he's another person you got to check out if you're in Baltimore. He kind of fuses hip hop with this. He reminds me a little bit of kind of like horror punk, like the Misfits or just
really?
Like ICP or something, but like, you know, kind of aggressive and crazy and funny, but he's, I don't know, I think he's actually funny.
It's sort of like if you took the motion picture Spring Breakers and
yes, one of my first
melded
affairs.
It with all of the music you just heard Mark mention. I mean, I feel like we should maybe hear just like 20 seconds because this may be abstract for some people.
Yeah, yeah. So this is I Might Vote for Donald Trump by JPEG Mafia with Freaky.
I might vote for Donald Trump just to say I did it.
Tell Peggy.
I might call the IRS, pay them a visit.
Tell Peggy.
My niggas with pistols and privileged and bitches.
Ideals, meals, Peggy.
Then I tell that nigga Chris Christie to pay me a visit.
Oh,
I brought the guns to the house.
Wow.
I got my feet on the couch.
Damn.
I don't think that you're.
All right, that is JPEG Mafia and Freaky. I Might Vote for Donald Trump. Check it out.
Yes, and also it's a minor shout out to Mark Gunnery for making an ICP reference as a compliment.
What? Oh my God. Well,
so great. Yeah.
We have
Booga.
I'm from Dundalk, though. This is at least in our region, I would say that's the ICP Juggalo capital of the greater Baltimore area.
God bless.
Rainbows. What are those?
It's magnets.
Magnets.
And rainbows.
Scientists don't understand any of this. Wait, Stephanie Mavronis, what do you got for us?
I don't have anything.
You don't?
I'm in a supporting role right now, and I would love to hear what Imani has for us.
I have pretty mainstream taste. I just want to preface it with that. I had to, of course, bring in my queen, and I personally believe everyone's queen, but I will not judge if this is not your thing, Beyonce. Beyonce literally, I mean, Solange as well. I've actually been a Solange fan longer than I was actually a Beyonce fan, but Beyonce with Lemonade this year just blew it out the frickin' park, and I can't say enough good things about this album, but one song that I don't think gets enough shine is her song Love Drought, which, if you have a chance to watch the video, because she did do a visual album for this, plays a lot of Daughters from the, of the Dust. Is that the name of it? That is just really, really, really beautiful. And I am playing this for you now.
You're caught up in your permanent emotions, and all the loving I've been giving goes unnoticed. It's just floating in the air. Looky there, are you aware? You're my lifeline, and you're trying to kill me. If it wasn't me, would you still feel me? Like on my worst day, or am I not thirsty enough? I don't care about the lights or the beams. Spend my life in the dark, but it's like you and me. Only way to go is up. Skin thick, too tough.
Beyonce's Love Drought, which, like I said, Lemonade basically changed my life. I was in the final year of college when it came out, and I'm really dramatic as a person, and I jumped out of my dorm room and ran around because I was so excited to see it. And she also, if you have not seen the visual album because you're living under a rock, Worsen Shire, who is one of my favorite poets, young Ethiopian Canadian poet, she wrote a lot of the poetry to kind of mold the songs together, which I think in a lot of ways is even stronger than the music itself. So I know a lot of our listeners may think Beyonce is played out, but just know I firmly believe that she is the greatest. So
Mark and I were having this conversation the other day. I mean, it's really cool to see artists like Beyonce, who I think are always pushing themselves and like trying to figure out like what their artistry is all about and like pick up influences from other people and places. But I don't know. I think it's really cool. I love the past two visual albums, and
yeah,
as a
phenomenal
music video fan, it was so exciting to like see them all at once. But I think that was such a special thing, and Lemonade is so emotional and important.
And just speaking of music videos, someone who we haven't talked about but who is on top of a lot of our lists this year is Rihanna, and her album Anti, and all the music videos from that are great. So check them out.
Yes, and her iconic shoe wear, which we always talk about. Her footwear, I guess, is what I called.
Keeping into the mainstream, as Imani said, I absolutely fell in love with the new Childish Gambino album the second it came out. And I mean, like, literally did not listen to anything else for days and days and days. And it has I was listening to an NPR review about it, of course, where it was talking about how it drew a lot of influence from Funkadelic. Even the album artwork cover is the same kind of style. And it has that, what's it called? Like, psychedelic funk jazz kind of feel. And it's just perfect. And I don't know any more else to say about it, because I just love it so much. So this is Boogeyman by Childish Gambino off the album. What album is it? Awaken My Love.
With a gun in your head, I'm your boogeyman. I'm gonna come and get you.
If you point a gun at my rising sun, we're not the one. But in the bowels of your mind, we have done the crime. Yeah.
All right, so that was, again, Boogeyman by Childish Gambino off the album Awaken My Love. And like we were talking about earlier, a lot of the music that's coming out now seems to have a influence or some kind of relation to politics, and I would say that this album is the same because he talks about one of the lines in it. I don't know if it's actually in this song, but it's how can we be free?
How can we be free if we can't love one another deeply? I think it's on his last song. Maybe is it Stand Tall? I'm not totally sure.
Oh, if he's scared of me, how can we be
free?
Yes,
that's
which
good,
is just
that's
like
good.
Such an overt statement of like the current situation regarding like Black Lives Matter and just the whole context of the opposition to that, even though like how can there even be?
Yeah, I also think that Childish Gambino, Donald Glover as a person, has really set this world on fire with his recent show Atlanta, which I know has been in production, or he's been working on it for a few years now, but it recently premiered in maybe the summer, and it's phenomenal, probably one of my personal favorite comedies of all time. And listening to this album, to see that he is able to do something, a total departure of what he's done in the past, because in the past he really did a lot more rap. This is a lot more singing heavy. I don't think he raps at all.
No, he doesn't rap a single verse.
Yeah, and I think that's just really true of this year. So many artists are trying something totally different and really opening themselves up to new artistic experiences. It's great.
Well, look, we gotta get out of here. In the next hour, we're gonna hear Bad Moon Rising, How the Weather Underground Beat the FBI and Lost the Revolution. So
it's a great interview.
Hey, and this is the year liberals learn to hate the FBI.
Yes.
So
indeed.
All good.
It took forever.
I'm Mark Gunnery, senior producer for the Mark Steiner Show.
I'm Stephanie Mavronis, used to be a producer, back to hang out. So good to talk with y'all.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan, production assistant for The Mark Steiner Show.
I am Calvin Perry, research producer for The Steiner Show.
I am Imani Spence, producer for The Steiner Show.
And we were talking about our favorite music from 2016. We have a lot more. I mean, I wish we had about 5 hours we could talk, but thank you for joining us. Oh, and, you know, we got to say a lot of wonderful musicians passed away this year. Prince, David Bowie, like I said, Fife Dog, Leonard Cohen, Sharon Jones, and more and more and more. And on the way out, we're going to play a song by a local artist who died this year, Laura Scuda, who was killed at the age of 23 earlier this year. And so R.I.P. Laura Scuda.
And we should also give a special shout-out to Mark Steiner and Valerie Williams, who we know are out there listening and enjoying this, too. And thank you both so much for all of your support of us and for making Center for Emerging Media and the show possible.
Yes. Love y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So this is the Panda Remix. Oh, because how could we have 2016 without mentioning Panda? So this is the Panda Remix by Laura Scuda. And please stay tuned. And thank you for listening.
And shout out to Stephanie Mavronis for editing this morning show.
Little school, baby. Keep them bitches going crazy. Never let a bitch play me. You don't like me, nigga, then spray me. Other than that, what you saying? I'm the motherfucking man. We the one with the grams. Hella guns, hella bands. Walking straight up in the club. Don't need no fucking wristband. Got on black and white. Panda. Got crack white. Hannah. Your baby mother. Had her. That bitch you with. Had her. I got bras in Atlanta. Tell Alexis Scott I'm trying to have her. Know some bad hoes in LA. What up, Lolo and JC? I wish both of y'all could date me. I got plugs in LA. Go to Playhouse just to play. Got the shiners with me every day. We the hottest niggas in the state. We design it down, hit the feet. 36 O's. 30,000 on clothes. Selling dope out the hole. Scramble smack double lows. Shoot a nigga on camera. Like a picture, you froze. I don't vote for none of these rappers. Cause they ain't come from my hole. Lil Scooter, baby. Keep them bitches going crazy. Probably why them niggas hate.